tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
What's happening on the City Council?
Yes, as you alluded to briefly, we were blessed enough this morning to be joined by Councillor Tracy Mulholland of the Faux Ward to discuss. We kind of set off talking about the budget and talking about rates, however it fed into kind of one of the general issues that we're experiencing or council are experiencing around those, and that is actually getting community feedback and community input. So I started by asking Tracy Mulholland around what's been going on in the emergency committees and how have they been feeding into those working groups and the budget.
For me, in terms of emergency committee, one of the things as a new councillor that I've really liked for my community, and that's what it really boils down to, is being able to have a voice for the community to bring about conversation around the impacts on the community. And what is it that the community is saying to us during this time? So it has certainly been challenging, but I believe if you look at it sensibly with transparency and fairness, it's really how is it working for others? And some of the things I did in my role and capacity locally to help out during this time. I'm a big fan of social media use anyway to engage with community and to hear what people are saying and email as well. So I have found that although you weren't able to engage fully because of the distancing, you were able to engage online, and that seems to have been a very good way for people to share their views and opinions. Mostly I found at the time, during this time, it hasn't so much been about the rating or budget issues, it's been about the concern for our people about supporting each other, and that's something I particularly did want to and have engaged with. It was a bigger picture.
And continuing along the theme of engagement, leading into the budget, we decided to discuss how people get involved in what the budget is, and what engagement around the budget looks like.
I'm asking people, please email me, please share on social media, please share with any of our councillors and the mayor. Essentially, I'm asking that people in my community and across Auckland do engage. So what's come about is, you know, that we have worked incredibly hard alongside the team to keep essential services, you know, the likes of public transport, rubbish collection, to provide help for people who are struggling to pay rates. There's the deferral. But this challenge with the budget, of course, is to support jobs, infrastructure and to recover. And I believe that we need to, and I must hear, what is the view and opinion of the residents and the ratepayers. So this is all residents, not just those who pay rates, but those who might live in a family that this environment we've been in, these unprecedented times, have caused some struggles. Or maybe they feel that we should, as a council, engage on a rating level that means that we keep jobs, that we keep infrastructure going, that the debt to revenue ratio does sit at the 270, that we keep our services. So mine is about, on the budget, yes, there's been a lot of information we've been provided with. You are right in terms of the period of time of when we go to consultation, 29th of May, 19 to 19 June. Now, I've just been in a meeting and on the phone following that break in between the meeting finishing, and I've just had a resident say to me, people aren't really interested in what's happening with the budget, but I think engagement is critical, and I do ask our community, look, please tell us what you think, because that influences my decision on a vote. People don't feel that they can influence change anyway, and I'm saying actually I believe they can influence me, because that's my vote is what they're saying. And I believe also that a lot of people I have heard from, so evidence-based and feedback, is that people think that we are doing a reasonable job. Now, that's not everyone, because as we all know, Auckland Council or politicians or other people are an easy target because it's a collection of funds from people. But I sincerely believe that it's because people don't actually know exactly what we do to underpin a good civil society here in Auckland and across Aotearoa with other councils. So the sort of things that we do that people aren't aware of, I believe if they were aware, then they would probably want to engage more. And someone did say to me the other day, in fact, I was listening to a senior person talking on a Skype call, and they said that they felt that we share with them what we do, but we don't listen. And that's Auckland Council. They were talking about the bureaucracy as well as politicians. That's what I'm saying. For me, it's really critical people feed in to the budget.
Do you think that that is a concern? I've heard that concern from a lot of voices. Do you think that is a fair concern, or do you think that that is just, again, another image that people have in their head of what's going on?
So I'm just going to say this from a personal perspective at this stage, if that's okay. So I think that's critical to preface that. I too have been one of those people who just think, well, you know, they seem to do this and this and this, and that's okay, and, you know, the rates aren't too bad considering, and we do get a lot of services. So I absolutely agree that you're right. A lot of people feel that way from the evidence I have seen, and I have been one of those people. But I always supported the philosophy of council. I have not supported the philosophy and the way that it has rolled out in the last, say, 20 years, where central government have got local government to do more and more and more work and pushed it onto the ratepayer. So I think we should be more engaged, definitely. But also there's this matter of why don't people want to engage? Is it because they are satisfied?
And kind of the final topic that we touched upon this morning and talking about satisfaction was around the rates. Obviously, it was announced, as you heard probably on the breakfast show this morning, around the 2.5% rates deferral. I asked Tracy Mulholland to kind of further go in depth around that issue and discuss kind of some of the ins and outs and perhaps a little of the pitfalls kind of to do with that rates system.
So it wasn't actually just 2.5% rates deferral. It was talking about for those of our community who are facing challenges given the rating situation, as Auckland Council is offering a rates holiday to ratepayers, and those are the ones that are facing financial hardship because of COVID-19, and we're thinking that around about 11,000 residents, ratepayers, will take up that offer. So it is a deferral, and this is something I want to share from a fiscal perspective to our community and to our fabulous community. Please remember it is a deferral. Just like if you're facing hardship and you're getting funding from other sources, people want you to pay back, and there will be fees associated to that, and they are working, they being their staff, are working through what that is, and that's one thing that did concern me, and that's why I asked a question around that, is that that is still a payback. It is not a write-off. But I also encourage our older community, so our seniors and those that can apply for rates assistance, that they do that, because government also has support funding for that too.
And of course, you can get in touch with your local council member. You can find their details upon the Auckland Council website. And to give feedback, you can either hit them up on social media, by phone, by that council website, and or by email as well.
Sweet. And if you have any thoughts about how local council is run, you can text us on 5395 or call us on 309-3879.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.